conquer stress, boost happiness, and create an extraordinary life. Welcome to Uplift with your host, Jamie Fessel.
Happy Monday, everybody. This is your host, Jamie Pfeffer, and welcome to Uplift. I am thrilled to have you with me today, and I hope that you're having a fantastic day. I'm really excited about today's show. We have a very, very special guest, and I'm really looking forward to welcoming her. So, have you ever been around those people who don't work as hard as you, but they happen to reach all their goals anyway, and they do it in a time speed faster than you? I have. Just like me, you may have put in countless hours at your job, or maybe even with your family or with a mate. You may have studied and you stayed late at work, or you've put all your effort and time in. For some reason, you didn't get the promotion, or the clients, or the house, or the man or the woman. For some reason, it went to someone else. Would you love to know an awesome secret that I discovered that can help you become the person who finally gets these things? I'm going to talk about that secret today. And it's actually not going to be me. It's going to be my guest, who is the lovely Sue Storm. Sue Storm is known as the Angel Lady. She is a renowned author, speaker, and prosperity consultant. Her expertise in the field of business and career advancement is unparalleled. She provides the direction to make better decisions and attain maximum success. Sue Storm's guidance has been shared on 4,000 radio and TV shows worldwide, including all major networks like NBC, ABC, CBS, The Daily Show on Comedy Central. She's also the host of her own radio show, Angel Talk, and the author of Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. Sue Storm sends the message of the angels across the globe. So you may be wondering why I'm talking about angels and business and success in the same sentence. Before I had my spiritual awakening, I didn't think that there was any crossover between spirituality and successful living and extraordinary living. And that is the one thing that I have learned in the last couple of years, is that there is a huge component there. And I've talked a lot about asking for help. I've talked a lot about on this show and in my book and on my blog about saving time and doing things faster and doing things easier. I mean, imagine a life where you could do things in half the time. Imagine a life where you didn't worry, where you didn't sit there constantly in your head with indecision, not sure which choice to make. Imagine a life where you had more time to spend with your friends and family, because you didn't have to be working all the time or driving and constantly striving for things. It might sound a little out there, but I've learned in the last couple of years that one of the missing ingredients that I had for a very extraordinary, successful life was spirituality, and it was also asking for help. And when these two things are combined, explosive things can happen. It's really interesting because I try to explain to people what my book is about, and I have all these different practices. And like I said, I've really learned that in order for me to be a top-tier wife, mother, family member, teacher, coach, radio host, writer, and all of these different things, it isn't that I have to come to the conclusion that it's impossible for me to do that, because I don't think it is. And I don't think it's impossible for anyone. In fact, I think it's possible for everyone with the right tools. And that's really the essence of my book. And the show is not going to get into religion, so I want to put that out there up front. This is really just spirituality and tapping into a power greater than yourself to really get limitless support and power behind you. And that is why I'm so excited to welcome my special guest, Sue Storm, today. And she is going to talk a little bit about her own journey and how she helps people get answers and communicate with angels, a power greater than themselves, to be able to do things faster and in less time, to have less, and to really advance their careers and their lives and their families and just live an extraordinary, successful life. Hi, Sue, are you there?
I'm listening to you. It's wonderful.
Hi, Sue, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you. I'd like to add one thing to what you were saying.
Sure.
It's going to be easier. That's
yes.
One word. You had all the other words just right, faster, quicker, simpler, but it's easier when your angels are on your side.
Awesome. And I would guess more fun.
Absolutely more fun. And just, it's not all you. You know, it's you have a team. You have a support team. You have someone with you all the time to help you. It just really makes life easier.
Yes, absolutely. So please, I will let you tell us a little bit about your story and your background.
Okay, absolutely. Well, I had a near-death experience when I was a child, and at that time I started hearing, seeing, and feeling the presence of angels. I was too young to really know what it was at that time, but around the age of 4, I heard an adult male voice that would kind of comfort me or give me advice or tell me how things were going to happen. And as a child, I called it my little man. So and the interesting thing is I thought everyone had a little man, so I never told anyone. I never told my mother. I never told anyone I had this. And then many years later, I found out that my little man was actually Archangel Michael, and I've been getting information from the angels all my life. So it gives me an opportunity to really get the accurate information, the highest possible information. And my sense is everyone has the ability. Women sometimes call it their intuition. They get an aha or a feeling. But really and truly, it's the angels giving them a message. And men call it a gut reaction or a hunch when they get something that just comes to them as an idea, and that's really from the angels. So we've all had it. We've all experienced it. We just haven't categorized it as what the source is of all this information.
Awesome. I love it. So what kind of people do you help?
Oh, my goodness. From all walks of life and from every situation, even teenagers and the elderly, but mostly I would have to say my concentration is on people who are almost have everything they want, or they have their career online, they have their goals set, but they just need that boost. They need that extra push. They need that information that will help them. Sometimes it's a startup business. Sometimes it's an idea. Sometimes it's someone who's already very successful, a CEO or a vice president of a big corporation that just needs to know the answer to a decision they have to make. It's so much easier when you get the information from the highest source on how to make a decision. Then you make your own decision, but at least you can lay it all out. In fact, one of the corporate heads that I talked to said to me, I take all the facts, I put them down in front of me, and then I go with my gut or I go with my intuition. So that probably is the angels that's giving
awesome.
Them that decision, that thought. So it's that. It's also people, sometimes people have their life together as far as their career, but they don't have their personal life together. And it's kind of a combination. I say love and money are comparable energies. If you feel good with your relationships and if you feel good with what's going on around you, then your career blossoms or vice versa. So I work with all types of different situations, and the information from the angels isn't specific to any one quality of life or any one aspect of life. It's just there. But my specialty is business. I've done that since I'm a young person. I've always been interested. My father was an entrepreneur. My brothers are entrepreneurs. I mean, my whole family basically is. And so helping people move forward is something that's just been my specialty.
Awesome. I love it. And, you know, I've worked with you personally, and I cannot praise you high enough. You're just amazing. The information that you've given me has been spot on. And the first time I spoke with you, I actually left the call and I felt like I had talked to someone. I felt like I talked to really the first person who ever truly understood me and what I was like growing up and now. So I'm just I'm thrilled to have you here.
And I'm thrilled that for whatever reason I was given this gift. It's not something you learn. It's not something you can study. It's just something that's automatic. It's so automatic for me to get this information, and it's the highest information. I mean, it's never wrong.
Wow.
I have
that's
to say
amazing.
That. It's always the best, and it's never wrong. So this is good.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay, so we do have a couple callers. So I want to do that first, and then we'll see how it goes, and maybe we can come back and talk a little bit about your books and just some practical things that people can do. But first up, we're going to take Carrie from South Dakota. Hi, Carrie. Are you there?
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. So it's nice to talk with you, Sue, and wondering if you can give me any insight on angels, or I have a lot of creative endeavors happening right now, so any direction or focus you could help provide there would be amazing.
Okay. The one thing I want to say is everybody has three angels that are chosen for them for their life's purpose. And if you're following your life's purpose, then life is easier for you because there's very little bumps in the road. So I'm going to give you the angels that are with you first, and then I'll tell you what they're saying. Is that okay with you?
Excellent.
Okay, sure. So the first one is Evelyn. And Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. She works with prosperity and personal growth. And then your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. Your other angel is actually Jonathan, who's the angel of business. So those, you would think, why would a baby have an angel of business? But it's because that's the direction you were going in. And they just get you prepared for it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And can you be more specific about your endeavors? Loretta, by the way, is the angel of new enterprise, and she tells me she's right over your shoulder. Can you be a little more specific about something you'd like to know? Because there's so many of you've got so many ideas. What I'm hearing is from them is that you have lots of ideas. You need to focus on a couple and put them down on paper because they're all in, a lot of them are in your head, and mm-hmm. get them where they become their own entity or their own specialty.
Okay. I am focusing on a lot of projects. Looking at writing, I've got two books, one a children's book and then one a personal development book and coaching. Also, I help large Fortune 100 and 500 companies with their getting e-learning courses put together. So,
all of them are good. The personal development one is the one that seemed to have the most punch for me. Angels kind of said that's the one to focus on right now.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Okay. And next, we are going to go to Diane, the wonderful Diane, who is also my mom.
Oh,
hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm great. I am just so thrilled that you called in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're on the line with Sue.
We have some wonderful angels for you.
Oh, great.
What they're telling they're telling me is that you're a lady with a really big heart. I mean, it's almost like you look around to see what you can do, how you can help, and how you can be of service, actually. They're just telling me that they have fun working with you. So I want you to know that.
Thank you.
Yes, and your archangel is Raphael. Raphael is an angel of healing and compassion and brotherhood. That's the archangel. And the one that stood out most for me when I first heard your voice was Bettina, Bettina, who's the angel of creativity. And they tell me you have a lot of divine gifts and you're very creative. Is that you? Is that what you like?
I think that is.
Yeah, very creative.
Yeah, okay, so that's what they're telling me. And then your next angel is Joseph, the angel of joy. And you certainly are a joy to those who know you.
Yes.
Oh, that just really makes my heart swell. Thank you.
Good.
You know, one of the things that I would like to share with you, Sue, is that I recently lost my mother.
Uh-huh.
And I'm an only child. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm an only child, so she actually lived with myself and my husband for the last 12 years and was very active. She was 90 when she passed away, but she was very ill when she passed away. And I just want to know if she's with me.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, as you said that, I saw her in the room. I wasn't anticipating it, but all of a sudden I have company here. And what she's telling me is that she loves the way you think about her and talk about her and talk to her, not about her, well, maybe about her too, but talk to her. She hears you and she wants you to know she hears you and she understands. That's what she's saying.
Oh, thank you. That's so wonderful to hear. I recently did have a dream about her and I've really been thinking about her even more lately. I think once, you know, everything was over and we had dealt with, you know, everything after the death, I was still in a little bit of a state of shock, but recently I'm starting to feel closer to her again. So I think I'm just, you know, getting over that part of it. But, and then I had one other question for you, which is that I really don't have any business ventures going on in my life. I'm recently retired and I'm enjoying retirement, but my husband and I are thinking of moving and I'm a little hesitant about that. I'm not sure if that's really a good move for us at present or if we should wait a little while. I don't know if you can see any of that.
Yeah, it feels like you should wait a little while and kind of get yourself decided, not get your thoughts together. Two messages came through at the same time. Get your thoughts together about where you want to be. Maybe even just go to the place you're thinking about and rent a place for a couple of months and try it out. Because it doesn't feel like you have a real accurate destination set yet for yourself.
Okay. Okay, thank you so very much. Oh, you've just made my day. I can't tell you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I feel
glad.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks,
have
Mom.
Bye-bye. Okay, honey, have
bye.
A good day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, you just really nailed her. She is extremely generous and loving. So
you're very
awesome.
Lucky.
Thank you. I know. She's amazing. And she's been in California, and I have two small girls who are just like, Grandma's coming home, Grandma's coming home, because she's coming home tomorrow. So, yeah, she loves spending time with them. Okay, we've got more callers. Let's see. All right, Kathleen, this is my aunt. Sue, I told everyone that you were coming on.
Oh, good.
And how wonderful you are.
Here.
So, yes, we are.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you? Thanks
I
for calling.
I am good. I'm excited.
Great. Yeah, so you are on with Sue. Did you just hear? Were you able to hear my
I
mom?
Heard, I was listening to your mom, and then they. I was
yeah.
talking to on the phone, so I didn't get to hear all of it. But,
okay.
Okay. It sounded great.
All right, well, you're on.
Hi, Sue.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you your angels first, the
yes.
angels that are with
okay.
you first.
Right.
So this is interesting because you have Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and I keep thinking to myself, that sounds like a Jewish dentist, but actually it's an angel.
What?
And Barry is the angel of strength, and they tell me you have a lot of strength within you. You have, you're just a solid person with a lot of personal strength is what they're saying.
Wow.
And then you also have Archangel Michael, who's the top archangel, and that's the angel
yes.
of guidance and protection.
Yes.
And Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, is the angel of resources, and that's a kind of almost like a money angel, but it's an angel of opportunity, prosperity, and it seems like you have resources at your fingertips that have always been there. You know, you when you needed something, it's always been there. Your angels have been on top of it.
I agree.
So is there something you wanted to ask me?
What I wanted to ask you is my husband and I, our family, we're going to be moving. And with my career, I do have a lot of resources, and I don't know which one to go, like, after the most. So I'm a hairdresser, and I'm an educator. And then also I'm looking to get into, like, the film industry. And I'm not sure, you know, because I keep getting these opportunities, and I know it's my angels, like, they're coming right in front of me, like, the film industry, you know, education things. And I just don't know, you know, if I'm going to know which way to go.
Okay. Before you said them, the angel said the first one. And then I was waiting to hear the list. And the first one you said was hairdresser. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
there's something there to definitely expand. Randolph is the angel of expansion, and there's something there to expand. And then what was the last one that you said? Can you repeat that one to me?
Okay, with the film industry, like being the hairdresser with that. And then also the education is I'm a hairdresser, so I'm teaching hairdressers.
You know, anything around hairdressing seems to be, it's all part of you. It's all, and you know what, if you only did one, you'd be bored. Because they tell me you've got to have your mind in a lot of places. You need your fingers in a lot of pot to keep you busy.
I agree.
And so, yeah, work a little bit on all of them, divide it up.
Okay. Well,
and they
that's
tell
where
me
I'm going
also you're very talented. And you know things. You're very perceptive. You're very talented. And there are things that you can teach that no one else can teach because you don't just teach what you learned in a book. You'll teach what you learned by experience. And they just tell me you're really good.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're right on.
Thanks, Jamie.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
How
Thank
awesome.
You very much for having me. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Sue. You are just making everybody's day today.
Good.
Okay. Good. And we've got a full board. So next we're going to go to Sally from Michigan. Hi Sally.
Sally.
Are you there?
Hi, Jamie. It is Sally.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. Just wanted to call and ask Sue a question. How are you, Sue?
I'm great. Okay,
great.
Ready for your question.
Well, my question is, if I'm on the right path with my career, I am a realtor, and I got into the business kind of when things kind of went difficult in the industry with the foreclosures and short sales, and things are kind of turning around, and looks like it's going to be a good year, but I'm wondering, is this what I should be doing?
Okay. When you said, I wonder if I'm in the right career, I heard the angel say, absolutely. And you're definitely there. And I'm going to give you your angels, too, but while they're coming through, I want to tell you what they're saying. What they're saying is you're really good at putting things together. You can you have a sense of who will be happy with this or with that and what house will go with what person. And I mean, and even with color and staging and just different things about what's going to attract a buyer, you're just really good with that. And they say you're absolutely in the right place.
Excellent. I appreciate that.
Good, good. Well, the people who work with you are going to appreciate you, too.
Oh, thank you.
And also I want to tell you that things are financially are going to get better, that there'll be more sales, more listings. Things are, there's sort of like a momentum of energy that's coming your way. So things are definitely getting better. And also I want to tell you that Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, is the angel of real estate. So if you need someone... We actually have angels for almost everything, but that's the angel for real estate.
Perfect. That's a good one to know about, that's for sure. I definitely will be calling on Calvin.
Perfect. Now let me give you your personal angels that are with you.
Okay.
You have, your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, and that's an angel of prosperity. So that's actually, I call him a money angel. He's the top money angel. And then you have, you have a lot of angels. You have Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, who's the angel of happiness, and Caroline, angel of positive thinking, and she just says that you're easy to work with because you always take the positive way out.
I try to, that's for sure.
Well, you have great angels, and you're a great soul. They're clapping for you. Oh, how cute.
They're clapping for me. Oh, my gosh.
Ah, how neat.
Well, I love my angels, too, so glad they're here with me.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally.
Thanks, Jamie. Mm-hmm.
Sally is very positive, so I can see why she has that angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have Jenny from Tennessee up next. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Jamie. How are you?
How are you? I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good.
Great. You're on with Sue.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start with your personal angels. Wow, you have a lot of angels, too. Everybody calling has a lot of angels. Okay, so the number one.
That's great.
Is Katrina, who's the angel of prosperity. So there's your mini angel. She also works with health and happiness. And then you have Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And they tell me that you're an inspiration to those around you, that you're very a together lady. That's what they say. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay.
Okay,
awesome.
So do you have a question?
I just was hoping for some inspiration myself, just because I have a lot of scattered energy in my career direction, so
Be a little more specific with me. That helps me. Like, career direction is pretty, wide open. What specifically do you want to know?
I have wanted to expand as a natural health educator, and I currently work 8-to-5 job in operational accounting. So I'm trying to shift from from what's kind of felt secure into something that I'm generating on my own, but I'm unsure about how that's going to happen or what that looks like.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing is when you said you wanted to be a health educator, is that the word you used?
Natural health educator, yes.
Natural health. Okay. Okay. So they said go for it. The thing is, you're not sure of yourself yet. You need more information, more business savvy. You really have to set yourself up, and you're not ready to leave the foundation job yet, but that will happen. And if you're careful and you do it right, you can do it within 6 months.
Okay.
Okay.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. And I do do personal consultations where I help people get everything together and organized and things like that. So we can talk about that at some point. But get going, because inside of you, when you're at your regular job, it's like, ugh. And then when you're thinking about what you want to do, you're all excited and your energy is jumping, your chi is moving. So get into what you want.
Yeah, that's very right on about what I have going on. So, yeah.
Okay, and good luck.
Thank
you. Let's see, there's going to be some specific, Loretta, that angel of new enterprise, she's going to be over your shoulder helping you get started.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great, good luck.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Jenny.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. All
yeah.
right, Sue. Looks like we've got a lot of exciting women in this
That's
vicinity.
True.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And let's see. We've got a caller here. I can't see a name.
Oh, it always comes out that way.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Uplift. This is Jamie Pfeffer. I can't see a name.
Hi, Jamie. This is Jeannie.
Hi. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. You are on the air with Sue.
Well, hi,
Judy.
Sue. How are you?
I'm perfect and really enjoying the show. This is a lot of fun for me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, so we'll start with your angels. Your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And then, I hope you're sitting down. You've got the best money angel possible. You have Jeremiah, angel of financial security. So there is one of your angels. And then you also have Rachel, the angel of inspiration, too.
Hmm.
She inspires you to work towards your financial security. Okay, what can I help you with?
Jeannie, are you there?
Did we lose Judy?
Jeannie, are you
no,
there?
No, this is Jeannie. Yes,
Jeannie, hi.
Your assistant cut in.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
So I got Rachel.
Yes.
Yep.
Jeremiah.
Okay.
Rachel.
Yep.
And Gabriel is the other one.
Yeah, because you did cut off. What is Rachel?
Rachel is inspiration.
Inspiration, okay.
Jeremiah's financial security.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
And aiming to try to get some more. Well, thank you. And good. And Gabrielle.
And Gabrielle is messages and communication.
Wow.
And what they're telling me about you is that you're really sharp. You're clever.
Mm-hmm.
You're sharp. You've got good intuition. You know what you want, and you go for it. They're saying you're terrific that way.
Hmm.
Huh.
Sounds right on to me, Jeannie.
You know, it sounds right to me, but it's nice to have reinforcements, isn't it? Every now and then you need that clarity and reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, well, thank you so much.
You're
a wonderful
welcome.
Day, ladies.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was wonderful. All right, we've got a little lull right here, and I want to talk a little bit about what Jeannie just said. It's nice to have reinforcement. That's exactly how I felt after I spoke to you the first time. Can you talk a little bit about, why would people want to work with their angels?
Okay, Well, welcoming your angels into your life just makes everything change. It gives you a sense of foundation, a sense of gravity, you know, I mean, being grounded,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we think in our mind, we have two sides of our mind. We have the part that tells us, go ahead and do it, and it's good, and then we have the part that doubts us and says, you know, maybe that's not going to work. And so knowing what your angels have to say, it reinforces the good part. It reinforces the movement forward. And if it isn't time, it isn't time, and the angels will let you know that. But it gives you a sense of what I'm thinking is true, because sometimes we believe that it's just we're making it up, and we
right.
don't trust what we make up.
Absolutely.
And so that works. When I do speaking at libraries or churches or groups or women's groups and things like that, I always have them come up with the name of their guardian angel, because if you say, guardian angel, what is your name, the angel will speak to you and will give you the name.
Wow.
And yes, it will. And so when people say to me, well, I got the name Michael, but my son's Michael, so I was just thinking about Michael. No. If you ask your angel, guardian angel, what is your name, they will give you that name. If it is your intention, and if you're working with them. The other interesting thing is angel messages come in on the breath. So if you take a deep breath a couple of times or a couple of deep breaths before you ask your questions, you'll get a better answer. You'll get a more clear answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, it's interesting what you said about the groundedness. And, I mean, I know, in my book, I talk, one of the first chapters is about the universe. And I actually give practices for how people can see the universe talking to them, because I believe that, you know, we're all getting messages all the time. It's just a question of whether or not you see them. And I give some activities for people to kind of develop that muscle a little bit.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but one of the things that came to me as you were saying that is we need to listen for that guidance. You know, we have such busy lives that when we hear it, it comes and goes, and we're in a traffic jam or something. I mean, to take time, even if it's just a short time, and listen for that is really important.
Yes, and what I was going to say is, I do these practices myself during the day to keep myself in touch with that. But even for me, ever since talking with you, I feel like I have this little team with me. I feel like I have this little support team, and it's just really amazing. It's a feeling of faith, but even in belief, but it's even more more positive, you know. And I am really positive, anyways. But I just feel even more positive. Like the universe really is there for me, supporting me, helping me, wanting me to succeed. You know, it's not this negative. I think, you know, some people do grow up with this idea of like a punishing God, and you know, it's not good, and I mean, I did, and it was difficult. It was difficult, and I just don't view things that way anymore. I really see it as the universe wants me to succeed and wants me to do good, and it's not working against me. So I think communicating with angels is helpful.
One of the things when I ask the angels, actually Archangel Michael, for a message, what's your message? The message is you are never alone, and there's always hope. And I think what you're expressing is, you know, you're never alone. And everyone at some point in their life, and some more than others, feel alone. Feel like no one understands you, or you're just there by yourself. You're never there by yourself. You always have help.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I know for me personally, I felt alone a lot before I had my spiritual awakening. And I talk to people every day who feel lonely, you know, clients or, you know. So what would you suggest for someone that
isn't really connected with their angels, that maybe is listening to the show and this is the first introduction they've had to it, what would you suggest they do the next time they do feel that overwhelming loneliness? Because that can be kind of an engulfing emotion.
Actually, one of the remedies in the books, and we call them remedies because the books are called Angel First Aid, so the little
mm-hmm.
visualization exercises are remedies. One of the remedies in the book is love is in the air. And if you just take a deep breath and pull in the love and just think of it going into your body and bring in the angel love, it just completely fills you. So you don't have to look for love. You don't have to be alone. You can just pull it in. And another thing you can do is Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, is the angel of nurturing. And you can ask Serena to sit with you and put her wings around you or touch you or hold you. And often when people are having problems, I tell them, have Serena sit with you and talk to her or have her give you a goodnight kiss before you go to bed, like a child, Just fill in where you need. And one of the things they're telling me is that no matter what you've accomplished in life, whether you're a CEO, whether you're you've got all the financial gain that you want, whether you've got all the position that you want, people still get lonely. Sometimes it's lonely on the top sometimes. You never really know who your friends are. So bringing in the love and just working with your angels, it adds a wonderful second dimension to your life.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Do you have any thoughts on grief? Are there any angels that can help with that? I seem to talk to a number of people that are grieving right now as well.
There isn't a specific angel for someone who's grieving. I guess Robert is the one who's coming forth, and he's the angel of balance that brings peace of mind. And just knowing that it's sort of temporary, even though there's a loss, that it's going to get easier. And if it's someone losing a loved one and to death or something like that, it's going to a different spiritual realm where really it's happier and healthier and just far more peaceful. I don't exactly know what to say except that it's that losing one is hard on us, but they're in a much better place.
Right. Okay. Okay, great. Well, what about someone who's just tuning in for the first time? Can you talk a little bit about your books? You know, what would be a good book for them to start with? Or what if somebody really wanted to start working with their angels? How would you break that down?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. So I have three books, Angel First Aid, RX, or Prescription for Miracles. That was the first book. And I recommend that to people who are younger, teenagers, and people who are just starting out that are younger. It's a more fun book with pictures. And then Angel First Aid, RX for Success, is how to find your life's purpose and be successful. And that's what most of us are looking at least when we're in our mid-years. And then Angel First Aid Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, that's basically a encyclopedia of remedies. It covers everything I could think of, from how to take care of your pets to how to talk to your angels to relationships to finding a soulmate. It just covers everything. So there are the three books. If someone is just starting out, I guess I'd start with the RX for Miracles, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles. Anyone listening, all the angels are in all the books. So there's a glossary of angels in the back of each book and the little remedies to do to make things better. If you're just starting out, start to know your angels. Say, ask them to be in the room with you. See if they will talk to you. Ask them a simple question, a yes or no question, like angel, if you want to call one out, like Serena, do you love me? Are you there for me? And then you'll feel something or you'll hear something. And you need to practice on how it works for you. Because some people will hear, some will see, some will feel. But and then again, one of the talk show hosts actually called a business meeting. She would every Monday at 5 o'clock, she would set up a meeting, email everybody. Of course, she emailed herself, but and tell them that she and the angels are having a business meeting, and she did that every week. And in the beginning, she could hear a few things, but as time went on, she got tremendous guidance.
Wow.
It's kind of like practicing. When you start playing a piano, you just you learn a few things. You play chopsticks, you learn a few things. But after a while, you can get your angels to talk to you, and they will answer your questions.
Wow, that is awesome. I love it. Okay, we've got another caller, so I'm going to go to this call. This is Tricia calling from Michigan. Hi, Tricia.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm
great.
Good.
Thank
you
for calling in. I'm wonderful. You are on with Sue.
Good.
Okay. Do you want me to give you your angels first? Should we start there?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes,
you have
definitely.
Good. Sarah is the angel of harmony, and that's S-A-R-A-H, has the H on it, is the angel of harmony. And what they're telling me is peace and harmony is really important to you. And it if you don't have it, you're off kilter. I feel like you tilt. okay, and then you have Lorena, who's the angel of divine grace. And there's a lot of grace around you, you're just a special person. Your archangel is Michael, and that's guidance and protection.
Oh, wow.
Do you know Michael? Because he says the two of you have connected. That's what he's telling me.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorites, actually. Speak to him a lot.
Okay.
That's really interesting.
Do you have a specific question?
Just as far as career choices, do you hear anything about if I'm making the right step into a new direction?
That's very vague for me, and I need something more specific because I'm like a translator. If you ask me something, the angels answer, and then I tell you their answer. So, but I need to ask them a very specific question.
Okay. Do they feel that I should pursue writing for my career?
And they said yes. They said absolutely. The answer is yes. And Rita, R-I-T-A, is the angel of writing. She helps me.
That's the angel I wear every day. On my, medallion or my medal, Saint Rita, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that something?
That is something.
Awesome.
But they tell me writing is really your talent. And don't stop, because there are times when you think you hesitate and you think you might change, and they're saying don't do that. Follow through with it.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tricia.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
That's really exciting.
Yes, Tricia is my cousin.
Oh, okay.
And I am not surprised. She is a fantastic writer, and she and I have a lot of similarities, so I find it very interesting because you had told me that I also have Archangel Michael and I also have Sarah.
Oh, seriously?
And I've always thought
they tell
that
me
we,
what to say. Oh, great. Okay.
Yep. I've always thought that she and I have a lot of similarities, and I'm a writer too, so that's very interesting. Yeah.
And they tell me you're a good writer.
Well, thank
when
you.
You said I'm a writer too, they said, and a good one.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Very cool. All right. So let's see. What would someone do if I'm going to try to make up a scenario here and they can to try to help people if they have an issue? So what would you suggest that someone does if they're like living paycheck to paycheck and they're really trying to create abundance, but it's not working?
Okay. So the first thing I would do is I would say clear the path. If there's an energy of money that the energy comes in like through the top of the head, goes down through the chest, and comes out the solar plexus below the rib cage, goes in. There's that circle. So if you're holding on to anger, fear, revenge, doubt, anything, any jealousy, any negative emotion, you're clogging up the path for your abundance. So the first thing I do when people work with me is I get in there, because the angels are so accurate, I get in there and we find out what is going on and what is blocking the prosperity. Before we start bringing it in, we figure out how to get the path clear. And it's not that they always have to tell me what's happening. We have a remedy that we use that they can just clear it without me even knowing what's going on. I just monitor their body to make sure that they've got it clear. It's pretty amazing the way the angels are working through me. And that's what one thing I would do. Then the other thing is I would call on the angels, some of which we've talked about today, Evelyn, angel of manifesting, Jeremiah, angel of financial security. And for some reason they're telling me Solomon. Solomon is the angel also of security, but he's the angel of well-being and safety. When people feel safe and content, they're more able to manifest abundance. And Timothy is the angel of good fortune, and he works with abundance and prosperity. So calling on the angels, and then I have, a remedy in the book I call Mighty Money Magnet. And I tell people to take their fists and get really strong and say, I am a mighty money magnet. And just feel that money coming at them and sticking to their chest. You don't want it to drop in front of you. You don't want to miss it. Make sure it sticks to you. So we have a couple of different things to bring in. And the other thing is you can be a mighty love magnet. And you can, especially near Valentine's Day, you can be, I am a mighty love magnet, and bring in your soulmate or bring in more romance.
I love it.
So let me give you the angel for that. Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction for soulmates and romance. It's fun having all these angel names and knowing who to call on.
Yes, it is. And, you know, my book is Amazingly Powerful but Simple Techniques to Conquer Stress, Boost Happiness, and Create an Extraordinary Life. So this kind of fits right in. I mean, it's very practical in terms of, you said one of your books is almost like is it Remedies, A to Z? Is that what you said it was?
Yeah, Remedies. But every book has a glossary of angels and the little visualizations, affirmations, little remedies. And all my, I think we're very compatible because my remedies are easy and fast and quick.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of affirmations and visualizations. So.
And they work.
Yes, they do.
If you have a vision for your life and follow through with it, ask your angels for help. I'm sure there's things in there in your book too that work to uplift your spirit. The higher your spirit, the faster things are going to come to you.
Exactly.
That's the law of attraction.
Yep, that's what my book is. It's pretty much every chapter is a way to get your spirit higher. Because the higher you get, the quicker things manifest for you.
And you can let your angels help you get higher, so it's a good combination.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah, and it's just easier. Life is easier. Life is, you know, becomes almost effortless where, you know, some people call it the flow or whatever, feels easier. And it's kind of like I was talking about at the beginning of the show where I used to just, you know, I work 12 to 14 hours as like a badge of honor. And now it's like, no, I don't want it. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. I have to schedule time in for fun and time for nature and, different things like that, because life is not supposed to be all this driving and striving all the time.
And
so,
they're telling me you need to spend more time in nature, because
okay.
that really relaxes you. That's
yes,
where you get your best messages, too, they're telling me.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's interesting, in Michigan, well, it's a little bit warmer today, but it's been cold. I mean, it's been in the, you know, tens and in the teens. So I grapple with that a little bit, but I live on almost 2 acres, so it's I guess I just need to get dressed up warmer.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so, or go to Florida for a while.
Yes. Well, we are. We're going there in like 2 weeks.
Oh, see,
so,
look at that. I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we're going in 2 weeks. So, but my backyard is it's amazing, and we didn't even plan on moving here. And when we moved, I didn't even look at the property. I just looked at the house because I hadn't made the connection yet that nature is so just replenishing for me. It's very grounding, and it helps me to, you know, like you said, I get great ideas. Yeah. All right. Well.
I had one more little message I wanted to say to the
sure.
listeners. Any angel you heard me talk about today, whether it's your personal angel or not, you can call on. So I gave you some really good ideas and gave you their names. Let them be with you. They really are.
Yep. Yes, they are. All right, so where can people find you if they want to talk to you further?
Okay, well, my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number, toll-free, is 800-323-1790, 323-1790. And you can get the books through that number. You can call in to set up a consultation. On a consultation, everyone is designed differently based on what you need. But you'll leave the consultation feeling lighter, brighter, and just have greater clarity. There's no question about it. I don't know. Is there anything else I need to say?
I was going to say, what types of questions do people ask you? Besides, who are my angels? Like, what kinds of questions can they ask you?
The question I get asked the most, honestly, is about love. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll ask about relationships, or sometimes about their children. I you know, which school they should go to, or different things about their children,
okay.
too. But mostly it's about finding love in their life, and are they with the right
oh.
person, and how do they find the right person, and that type of thing. And a lot is about careers. It's about I'm working at this job, but I shouldn't say hate it, but they do. They tell me they, you know, because it just it's not what they like, and I want to move to a different job, and how do I get promoted, and different things like that. I guess the number one question, though, is how do they fill their heart and how do they find love?
Okay. Wow. Is there a special angel for that?
Tara, T-A-R-A, is our angel
okay.
of love.
Okay. Wow. Wonderful.
Does that help?
It does. That's wonderful. We are just about out of time. We've got about a minute left, but would you like to mention the names of your books again, and where are they available? Are they at the bookstore? Can people get them on Amazon?
Okay. So there's two books that I have. They're all on Amazon, but if you get them through my website, theangellady.net, I can sign them, and I can put your angels in for you. So that's
awesome.
The Angel First Aid RX for Miracles and Angel First Aid RX for Success. The Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, Angel First Aid Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity, is also available on Kindle, and you can get that on Amazon.com. Let's see. There was another thought that I had, and it wasn't exactly about books. I also have miracle cards. And I can, this is exciting. I take a card and I program it. Like somebody tells me I need more prosperity. It's like I can program a computer.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We've got about 10 seconds, so I apologize.
Okay.
But they can go to your website, and thank you all for being here today, jamiepfeffer.com, and I'll see you next time.